Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
This week's episode of Mike and Judy is sponsored by Roberta's. It's sponsored by Roberta's.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, America's last best hope to make the internet safe for absolutely no one, two people who will do pretty much anything for a pizza, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
It's our Christmas show!
Yay!
Merry Christmas! It's our big Christmas party. Everyone's wasted and naked and covered in tinsel, but you can't tell because it's radio.
Too hot for television indeed. You're looking smoking today, Judy.
You too, Mike. Big day yesterday playing at the wine store.
That's my favorite gig. What kind of insane lunatic would give me a gig at a bottle shop?
Right? So it's like Frenchman.
It's like giving Johnny Thunders a gig at the heroin store.
Well, I'm very excited about our guests this week. Because we're talking about my favorite kind of music. You know, I grew up listening to punk rock, but my heart belongs to Christmas songs.
Oy vey. Oy fucking vey. The formation of taste has been a topic this week, and I don't really understand how anybody could learn to love this crud called Christmas music. It's beyond me. If it were that fucking good, we'd be listening to it all year round. And I'm not talking about Mozart's Requiem.
I do listen to it all year round.
Yeah, Frosty the what? So, Judy, who do we have today in our esteemed panel of musicians and experts?
Well, we have Maura Johnston from the Village Voice, music critic. Music critic who also loves Christmas music.
I do love Christmas music, actually. It's really, really fun. Yeah,
the Christmas vibe you guys are projecting is palpable.
We're beaming trees at everyone.
All right. Let's bring it around to my Jews. All right, come on.
And then we have Reed Paley, a big Christmas fan. Actually, he's going to do a dark song, which I also love dark.
Yeah, I expect you to suck all the air out of this holiday.
I'm doing a Christmas song. Even though I believe the Christmas music is listened to by serial killers all year round.
If the gun fits.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Judy, you actually have a degree in criminology.
Yes, I do.
Do you fit the profile?
No, I don't, because my mother didn't cross-dress me as a child, and I think that's one of the big tells. Yeah. And I never tortured animals. I love animals. But our last guest is Prince's superstar, who I'm so excited
about. Yay! Hi.
Jew.
Jews always do the best Christmas music.
I know, because we're smart.
Except for Bob Dylan, and we're going to get around to him, too. They do the most tubercular Christmas music.
Everything he touches.
Actually, Jack, you got that clip? You got that Bob Dylan clip? Let's just throw that right up there and get started with this Christmas party. Oh, man.
I have no gift to bring.
That's bad. Christmas bummer. Oh, take it off.
That's good. Recorded in an oxygen tent, I understand.
There's no other instance of anybody actually saying ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, right? Except in that song. Am I correct?
Oh, man.
What the fuck is that about?
Bob, what are you thinking? I liked him better as a real Christian than the sort of toy Christian. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I always make Christmas compilations and stuff. I love, you know, last week we played Christmas Queer by Pansy Division, one of my favorites.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Some great Christmas songs. But as a music critic, what's new that's coming out that I should be putting on this year's
especially what's putting the gay back in Christmas, because that's why I love the Pansy Division song. Yeah. So
well,
much.
I don't know if these songs are putting the gay back in Christmas, but there's been a big rush of Christmas releases this year. Like, there's the John Zorn Christmas record that we were talking
about. Does Rush
about
have a Christmas record?
Not that I know of yet, although who knows, you know, everybody's sort of like, well, this is our last chance to cash in, so let's do it. You know, there have been this has been a good run this year, and one of my favorite Christmas songs is by this dude named Lloyd, who's like this Atlanta R&B singer.
Is it a sexy Christmas song?
It's a kind of sexy Christmas song. It's like, it's kind of like, if Off the Wall was a Christmas album, it would sound like this.
I heard it before. I'd say it's pretty fucking sexy. Spin it, Jack.
Wiki, 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 poor Jack.
Yeah.
What song was that?
She's All I Want for Christmas by Lloyd.
This is sexy. It's too sexy for my Christmas.
All I want to be is by the
side. It is like Off the Wall. Yeah.
Right?
Okay, dance party here.
Makes me want a fucking elf.
That is the best song I have ever heard in my life.
I cannot wait for your song, Reed, because you're going to set us all fucking straight.
Reed, what did
remember, though, Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ, not the death of Christ. Just throwing it out there for you Jews.
Birth and
sometimes,
death.
Sometimes get the story mixed up.
It's all part of the circle of life.
Reed, what is your favorite Christmas song? If you were forced to listen to a Christmas song, only one song for the rest of eternity, and it was a Christmas song. I'm thinking it would be Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I am kind of cuddly like that. That would not be my favorite Christmas song. I don't
know
if
they know it's Christmas at all, you know?
Do I know it's Christmas?
Who are they?
I didn't even know when it was Hanukkah, you know?
It's not yet.
I'm bad.
Are they still starving?
Damned by all gods.
Probably.
I think they're still starving.
I think they are.
Bob Geldof was kind of in the Christmas business for a while, right? Didn't it seem like that?
Yeah. Bob Geldof used to wear a button with a picture of himself that said, I like Bob Geldof, didn't he?
I used to love the Boomtown Rats. I was a big fan. Hey, Princess, you're Christmassy. You must have a favorite Christmas song.
Well, I like Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Good one. One of my favorites.
Oh, and as if by magic. This is good. Jack, let this one roll for a little while. We dig this.
Yeah.
Because there are new waivers here.
You mean you forgot Cranberry, too?
Must be love.
Yay.
That's all we get, Jack?
That's all we even get the words.
But we can let it play. We can talk while it's playing. You know what really...
We might just start rapping along.
Yo, Judy McGuire going to do a solo, yo?
Because it is my favorite holiday. I've got the energy. Now I'm already in the Christmas spirit. Okay, thanks, Jack. You've earned your Christmas gift.
Oh, and that's not for nothing. I do have a Christmas gift for you, Jack.
Jack, come on in.
Jack, come on in and join us for one second. Yeah, we got a Christmas present for you. Here.
Because we love you, Jack.
Open that up. See what's in there.
Not in front of the baby, though. Wow.
I knew it.
It's gonna
thanks, Mike and Judy.
It's a tree, but it's not a Christmas tree.
It's going to be a chronic Christmas for Jack.
Well, maybe he has to go home and deal with the
does parents. Patrick get a Christmas gift?
Yeah.
You can have a sip of my wine.
Where is he speaking from? He's like, it's like the voice of God. Where is he?
He's got those secret cameras on us.
Oh, man. Thanks to Jack, Engineer to the Stars.
Yeah, he's great.
So when's it too early to play Christmas music? Like Thanksgiving? Is that where we start?
Early.
Well, actually, is that too early? You're fucked up. What? For a real person.
There are some stations that flip to Christmas music in like mid-October because it's such a ratings boon for them.
My deli does that. Yeah. They play 24/7 bad Christmas music.
Because your deli needs a ratings boom?
My deli wants
they need
to
more
the
people
spirit.
Getting coffee, you know?
And I tried to get them to say like it was really annoying. And the guys are just like, no, we like it. It puts us in the mood. I'm like, you're lying. You're here. This store is 24/7.
Puts them in the mood for what?
Yeah, really. For
selling yogurt.
And cereal killers. Remember, it's cereal killers. Listen to Christmas music off-season.
It's like a David Fincher movie waiting to happen.
It's true.
It's like Frosty the Disemboweled Freak.
That scene in Silence of the Lambs was originally not that Bauhaus song.
Use the lotion. The Christmas lotion.
Christmas. How come there's no good Hanukkah songs?
There's that stupid Adam Sandler one.
Yeah, that's it.
There are no good religious songs.
There aren't. No, well,
yeah, I guess Hanukkah is
Hanukkah's kind of a bummer compared to Christmas. You know what I mean? It's just like you get like a menorah. That's like about it.
But a menorah is like a candelabra, and a candelabra is like Liberace, which is like the gayest, happiest, wonderfulest thing of all time. So it should be happy. And you get fried potato pancakes. They're called latkes, by the way, Judy.
Yeah. I am
people,
familiar.
So. Those are so good.
Because they're a closer relation. I mean,
so it's like Liberace.
Potatoes, hello.
It's
Irish,
like Liberace and fried food, and that's Hanukkah.
Yeah, but you get so much more on Christmas. I mean, think about it. Like, entire cities go up in lights.
Yeah. I would feel really bummed. I mean, but I'm an atheist, and I enjoy Christmas, so it's... I mean, but growing up, I'm sure it would really bum me out if all my friends were getting stuff from Santa, and I was just like...
What was Christmas like in the Maguire household?
It was very stressful and lots of yelling.
I think that's around the world.
Every Catholic Christmas.
Oh my God!
Worldwide Christmas.
You kids are bastards! You don't appreciate anything!
That's the Christmas spirit.
But now I make Christmas nice for myself.
You are the Christmas advocate. You are an evangelical Christmas person, which knowing you as I do, punk rocker that you are, I wouldn't expect that.
Even when I was punk rock, I would dye my hair red and green for Christmas. I wore jingle bells on my combat boots.
So cute.
Yeah, except for I look kind of like Robert Smith in the one picture I have of it.
Oh, man.
But I think we're going to have a special in-studio rap extravaganza from Princess.
Is it time already?
Christmas rapping.
Is it time already for the Christmas swagger or is it Christmas sweater?
It's called Christmas Swagger is the name of the song, but I'm thinking that in subsequent years I'm going to change it to sweater so that it can have like more longevity.
And then you could do your own fashion line of Princess Superstar Christmas sweaters.
Oh, okay. Amazing idea.
Like, how come you're not wearing it? You're wearing black today, Judy, punk rocker Christmas. Where's your like reindeer sweater, you know?
You know it's been
or
a rough
snow
week.
Flake sweater.
I just unpacked my ornaments. I didn't get to my little reindeer antlers. I have some, but I didn't
oh my
get to
God. Jack, you were sporting the other night at the party. You were wearing a reindeer sweater of some sort.
Yeah, snowflakes on it. You know.
Was that Bushwick irony?
No, it was tongue in cheek.
So Princess Superstar is going to do a solo for us. Do it live on the radio here on the Mike and Judy Show.
Yeah, first time ever.
Oh man, this is so fucking awesome.
All right, we ready?
You ready? Yep,
ready, ready.
All right, kick us the beat.
Woo! I love it when it snows. I love ho ho ho's, hot cocoa, Nat King Cole. Happy people throw them bows. I like parades. I like charades. Pumpkin pie on paper plates. Black guys and little girls in fresh done braids. I love Christmas. I love Santa. I love you, baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe. Where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. I love beaded sweaters, red and green, tinfoil letters, cheerful sweaters, being together, Justin Bieber. I love jingle bells, Christmas sales, Chippendales with Santa hats on the big cocktails. I love Christmas, I love Santa, I love you baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe, where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. 5 for December 2-5. I'm too live, ever into my 5-5 frame. More caboose than a toy train. Damn, that granny got game. Hey, my good friend Keenan. Man, sorry dude, hit me back when it did then. Getting ready for the weekend. Spending so much dough at Dwayne Reed. Tits the season. I love Christmas. I love Santa. I love you, baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe, wetting on my lips to go. It's Christmas, yo. I love Christmas. I love Santa. Everybody, I love you, baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love Christmas, and I love you. I love Christmas, everything except the mostly Jew.
Yeah!
All right. That was so great.
Yeah, thank Princess you. Superstar.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, they say Jews can't rap, but there's one that can, yo.
And check the video. The video's out now, too, on YouTube if you Google Xmas Swagger.
And the video is awesome. I love the video. I love all. I love the bounty paper towels.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's the best.
A lot of people, like, that's their favorite. Like, I'm like, I know. I love that, too.
It's brilliant. It's like a wall of bounty. It's like, ooh.
Doesn't really make sense.
Well, you know, it's like your deli, like, playing, like, Frosty, like, in October to, you know, to sell more paper towels or something.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it. It's a great video. Princess Superstar. Where do we find the video?
On YouTube, and you just Google Xmas Swagger.
And what's your website?
PrincessSuperstar.com.
And we can find you on Twitter?
And Twitter is P Superstar. And Facebook is, you know, just Google Princess Superstar.
But most importantly, what do you like want? It. What do you want for Christmas this year? For Hanukkah?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, baby, yeah!
Justin Bieber.
Bieber. Yeah. European pronunciation.
Oh, man. You know, I'm so disappointed that girl really wasn't having his baby. No, really, my heart was broken. I wanted that story to be true.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I said, I know. I said, I know. It would have really made his arc just have a wonderful resolution, I think.
That girl would have been murdered by those Bieber fans.
Yes.
Oh,
God, yeah.
But then, liking the Christmas spirit, he would have been resurrected.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about young girls and their sad little teen stars. Like, I get Robert Pattinson, but Justin Bieber, I do not see that.
Oh, see, I get Bieber. Because he has...
The hair?
It's the hair, but it's also... He does these things where, like, he'll direct message fans that are following him, and it'll be like getting, like, a sealed with a kiss envelope from your favorite star. And it takes, like, 10 seconds for him to do, but it's such, like, a charge that it's, like, he took his time out of his day to just talk
to
me.
Are we sure he's doing it? Cynical Jew asks the obvious question.
You know, I don't know if it's, like, his street team or his Twitter team or whatever, but, like, the fact is, like, all these girls have, like, Justin Bieber DM'd me on May 9th, 2009, and it's just, like, that's their badge of honor.
But that's
know?
What it's about. It's about access, yo.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, it's kind of like, I mean, growing up, I didn't have, like, the most stellar taste. Like, I'm going to date myself right now, but, like, Sean Cassidy. Like,
yeah. Listen, no problem. I've dated myself many times.
That was Mike's taste.
You know, it's like, so you can't understand.
I guess we don't have it queued up.
Maybe Jack can find it for later, but the classic Christmas song, I think the first one I ever really remember liking was The Father Christmas by the Kinks.
That's an amazing song.
Right, because it was the first, like, Father Christmas, you know, give me your money, give me your toys.
Like, I need the money. Like, fuck off, Santa.
We can swear.
You can swear?
Yeah.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Ooh, just for fun.
I'm giddy from Christmas.
Here we go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, this song rocks.
And this was like a classic rock staple, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of punk in its own way.
It's totally punk. Jack, let it roll for a bit.
Yeah.
I believed in Santa Claus, though I knew it was my dad. And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my present.
Bringing back some memories in the world.
But the last time I played Father Christmas.
I think that we need to create, like, a new Christmas music canon, because, like, there's been, you know, all the stuff that came out in, like, the 50s and 60s that's been just, like, blanketing the radio, but we need more stuff like Father Christmas and the Ramones Christmas Song, and even, like, you know, that Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy, like, with the extra verse.
I like that. I thought that was really cool, even, you know, I mean, Bing Crosby is a lot heavier than people would realize, because he was Elvis's favorite singer, right?
Mm-hmm. David
Bowie
great.
Loved
yeah.
him. You know, yeah. I mean, everybody loved Bing Crosby because he was the crooner. Frank Sinatra loved him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could probably make an argument that Bing Crosby is the most influential American singer ever because he directly influenced Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley, who went on to influence everyone who came after them.
It's very true. Mm. Very true.
Yeah, I like that. I think that was a nice move on David Bowie.
Yeah.
We should have David Bowie on the show.
Can you get him? I don't know. I'm not really that.
He's been kind
now.
Of hiding for the past couple of years, though.
I bet he's getting some surgery done.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I bet he is.
Oh, no.
So, Maura, you got a few other picks for us this week, right?
I do. I have a song by the Las Vegas band The Killers, who have been putting out Christmas singles now for the past 6 years. Very British move of them. But I think that this song is actually really awesome.
Well, if ever there was a Christmas town, it's Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
This is called The Cowboys' Christmas Ball, and the lyrics are actually adapted from like a poem that was passed around orally by cowboys in the late 19th century. So it has history. Gravitas. And the video Ooh. Has aliens.
I'm watching Mike resist relating cowboys and orally right now.
I can't quit you, Reed.
Brokeback Jews.
This video is especially crazy. You guys should look at that.
Yeah. It's a space cowboy fight. It's really great. Yeah,
I'm tuned in. Two things I love. Well, I think maybe it's time for our other very special guest today, Reed, to suck all the energy out of this holiday.
Oh, please.
He's just going to put it in a...
Come on.
Christmas is a very dark place for many people. It's a very... I mean, so many people...
I'm sorry.
Like,
I think this is funny.
What song is it, Reed?
I don't know. You wanted me to do a Christmas song, so I looked around. I figure maybe this old Charles Brown R&B song. It's called Please Come Home for Christmas. It's kind of hilariously dark.
Nice.
Well, James Brown covered it, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come on.
Like that. I'm a little too tired for
this
that.
This
right?
the one that Bon Jovi covered, too. This is the one that Bon Jovi covered, too.
I have no idea.
Sorry.
I
bring Bon Jovi into the realm of
yeah,
this
really,
show.
You had to ruin it. That's
I'm sorry.
It. I'm leaving right now. He seems like a nice guy, but yeah. I think if he woke up one day and realized exactly what he'd been doing, he would hang himself. He would. Yeah. And Sayreville, New Jersey would mourn.
Burn to the ground.
Do I need a mic for this guy here? What am I doing here?
Let's see.
That's perfect the way you have it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what
it's a lot of live music in the Heritage Radio Network today.
Am I even... I leave now from tune here. Temperature here. All right, you asked for it. I was going to do I'll Be Home for Christmas, because that's just really dark and ugly as well. But only in my dreams. All right, why not? See how I embarrass myself for you guys? See what I do?
There's nothing embarrassing about Christmas.
All right, fine. Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night. Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then for New Year's night. Friends and relations send salutations. Sure is the moon up above. It's Christmas time, my dear.
that time of year to be with the one you love. Come on, baby, tell me you'll never borrow Christmas and New Year's. We'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, and we'll be happy once again. And we'll be happy once again.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was great.
Oh, man, that was so sexy. Yeah.
Uh-oh, Mike's
we're back to that cowboy thing, aren't we, Mike? I know. I told you about that. I told you about that in public. Man. Come on.
All right. What's been going on, Reed? You've been out on the road, right?
Nah, just a little bit. No, that was a while ago. Did the Paley and Francis thing in September.
You coming back?
Hopefully so. Nothing booked yet. Doing some gigs in January.
Tell us about the record.
The record recorded myself and my hallowed colleague and good friend Black Francis recorded in Nashville in a couple of days in September, this past September, a year ago September.
And where can we find
it? Time flies. You can find it at fine record stores that don't exist anymore everywhere. You can find it online. There's a Paley and Francis Facebook page. There are links everywhere. I'm horrifyingly easy to find. I can be stalked very easily. ReedPaley.com.
And you can be stalked by Reed quite easily.
YouTube.com slash Reed Paley Trio. Facebook.com/ReedPaleyTrio.
Right on, Reed
Paley. It's all about me. If you spell it correctly, thank you. Thank you for your
R-E-I-D-P-A-L-E-Y.
This is the best Mike and Judy Christmas show ever.
It is absolutely the best.
What else we got cooking, Jack? We got anything else lined up? I know Maura had a whole bunch of hits.
We have Christmas in Hollis, one of my favorites.
All right. Awesome. I was going to cover that.
I told Princess Superstar that her song is my favorite next to this song.
Yeah, that was the best compliment ever.
I love this song.
Man, I'm driving home on Friday night at like 2 in the morning, and Funkmaster Flex played this right in the middle of all the top 40 shit, and it made me really happy.
Yeah.
I'm roboting.
We need TV cameras, goddammit.
Yeah, so Judy, what's your favorite drug to do on Christmas?
Eggnog, duh. Is there any other Christmas drug? It's eggnog.
Well, I have a new baby, and I just snort her head.
Princess.
That sweet baby.
Well, you know, what about a nice traditional white Christmas?
I'm too old to have white Christmases. It'll be like a bloody Boxing Day if I do that. And besides, we're Irish. It's like our drug is one. It's liquid.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
Yeah, so what do you guys got planned for Christmas? Judy was just talking about the tree that she bought. It was like a rescue. It was like what's the trees like? What a rescued cat.
Well, I'm really against the new Christmas trees that are all trimmed really like perfect triangles. Because when we were growing up, we would always get our Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, which my parents told me was a tradition, but I realize now it's because they're really cheap on Christmas Eve. But so we would always get these fucked up trees with like big
sounds like
open
something my
spaces.
My parents would think of the Jews.
Yeah. Well, we had five kids.
Save the money. Yeah. It's true.
We have five kids. So like Christmas was pretty expensive and we were pretty poor. So we would always get these fucked up trees, but now I can't find one. So I went to the lot yesterday and I've been in a bad mood. And I told the guy, I was like, look, I don't want any of this perfect shit. I want you to find me a tree that's taller than my boyfriend and it's fucked up looking. And so I take it home and it's it's not fucked up looking at all. It looks perfect. It looks like a Hallmark Christmas card now.
But. Oh, I'm so sorry for your Hallmark Christmas.
Luckily, I have tampon angels to kind of fuck it up a little bit.
You know, I thought it was Reed that was going to break my heart today.
They're all genetically modified trees. They splice monkey genes into them, actually.
I wish I could
really
do a trick
trees.
Like a monkey.
What do you do with the applicators?
Tampon ornaments?
I just throw them out of my
phone. That would be the pragmatic Maura Johnson of Village
Well, you could do an applicator, a menorah, and stick the candles into each of the openings.
I bet Jack could figure out a way to smoke his Christmas present out of one of those applicators.
We used to smoke pot out of out of tampon applicators, didn't you guys?
No,
I never did that.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I've done that. I did an apple.
Apples, tin cans.
Toilet paper roll.
Oh yeah. I still do that, actually.
Mike's always like, do you have a tampon, Judy? Like, no, I need a super. I want a big hit.
Oh, man. What's your Christmas like, Mara? What are you doing?
I go back to Long Island, hang out with my parents.
Long Island Christmas. Has anybody written a good Long Island Christmas song? That's
probably not. I'm going to Long Island, too.
Hey, you guys cool. can carpool. Yeah. You want to give me a ride?
I'm playing in Long Island on Friday, the 6th of January.
Where? Oh, well,
at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport. Beautiful Bayport, Long Island.
There you go. Well, next year in Jerusalem.
Next year in Long Island.
Well, this has been an unbelievable half hour. Once again, the fastest half hour on the internet. Woo! Judy McGuire, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, right. Thanks for having me.
For Maura Johnson, Reed Bailey, Princess, Merry Superstar. Christmas. It's the Mike and Judy Show from Roberta's and Jack the Engineer. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.